Today is Wednesday, November 6th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Stress Awareness Day. It's also National Saxophone Day and National Nachos Day. I'm not really a big fan of nachos, I'll be honest. They taste good. If you offer me nachos and I'm hungry, I will probably eat them, but I don't generally order them because the chips get soggy underneath. I feel like Daniel and I were just talking about this because he said on the Gay Mix that I should write an app that uses AI to, if someone is working on cooking a meal for me, they could use this app to determine if the meal meets the rules that I have in place. And it's not, none of these rules, or a majority of these rules, are not hard and fast rules. So it doesn't mean that I won't ever eat nachos. Or, when I'm telling you guys I don't like something, I'm talking about my preferences. So I prefer, you know, I'm not going to order nachos, generally. If everything else on the menu I hate, and the only other thing that I don't hate is nachos, sure, maybe I'll order them. Or maybe there's a time when I'm just in a specific mood. But I'm just saying, in general, I avoid ordering them because I don't enjoy soggy chips. I love chips and queso, or chips and guacamole, or chips and where you dip the chip into the thing. So I understand why people love nachos. But I like to dip them so that the chips stay as crispy as possible. But again, none of these are hard and fast. My rule about having a crispy, starchy thing with a sandwich, I can eat a sandwich without eating chips with it, but am I going to do that? Like, if I'm at home and I make a sandwich, I am going to get some chips to go with it. That's just how it's going to be. Wow, Mark's workout is really loud right now. So he's working out because he just got home from work, and we're going to go to the grocery store afterwards. And today, as I'm recording this, is election day, but I'm going to try. I don't know. Mark likes to keep on top of news and things like that. But I get really stressed out about election results, and especially when Trump is running. And so I will have a tendency to doom stare at the map, at the electoral map. I already looked at it once, but there's no results yet. So, I mean, although two states, there's a little bit of results for two states. And I've already started. He may want to turn on the news and watch the coverage. I do not really want to watch the coverage, to be perfectly honest. So we'll see how that goes. If he wants to do it, I'm not going to throw a fit. But if he doesn't, or if he doesn't mention it, I'm hoping we can just watch the Agatha show on Disney Plus or something like that instead of, you know, watching those results. Because there are going to be results regardless of whether I watch them or not. And I'm going to be a lot less stressed if I don't watch, I think. Who knows? All right, so we got an email. Let's go ahead and read the email because, you know, why not? So Matthew says, "Hey, Adam, thanks for featuring my letter on episode 1513. I'm really enjoying From." Oh, good. I was a little worried because you bought two whole seasons and I thought, oh my gosh, he really trusts me. I just finished episode 4 and now I'm in deep with all the mystery and characters. I'm also hooked on La Maison on Apple TV Plus. It's kind of like Succession, only swap the media empire for a French fashion family. Très chic and totally gripping. I definitely recommend it. Is it in English? Is my question. Because I don't like things that are not in English because I don't enjoy reading subtitles. Subtitles take away from the experience for me because I'm reading. I must be a slow reader because I'm reading and I don't see anything that's going on because I'm just reading the text. So it's like reading a book, basically. And I don't like voiceovers because I have this thing about lips moving with the voice. Even when they're like YouTube videos where somebody didn't edit the video quite right and their voice is just slightly like a millisecond off from the lips, it drives me absolutely bonkers. I cannot stand it. But if it's in English, I will give it a try. So I'll look. But on a different note, on a very different note, I've been wanting to ask you about something I heard mentioned on Throwing Down. The plane crash you were in, I caught a bit of it, but I don't know the full story. Could you share what happened? What airline was it and which airport? Did they ever determine the cause? And as chilling as this is to even think about, did anyone actually lose their life? And did the airline settle with the customers? Being in an airplane crash is one of my biggest fears, so I can't imagine going through that. Okay, that's all for now. Take care, Matthew. Well, thank you for writing in again, Matthew. Please feel free to write in as often as you want. So I avoid talking about it too. Well, I don't know. Maybe people will say, oh, Adam, you talk about it all the time. But I avoid talking about it too much because I feel like over the 15, 16 years that I've been podcasting, I've mentioned it quite often. But I will answer your questions because you are new. Oh, my dog is scratching. I'm going to go let the dog in because she'll just keep scratching. She's fairly obedient, but if she wants something, she will not stop. And I don't want her to scratch the door because she will. And she's breathing really hard. So back to your questions. So it happened in, I want to say 1999, and it was American Airlines. Crash, I'm looking it up, 1999. Yep, it was in 1999. June 1st, 1999. There's a big article on Wikipedia. I don't know how big it is, but there's an article on Wikipedia. You can also find it on Federal Aviation Administration's site. They talk about it. It's all over the place, really. There's a lot of sites. It's flight 1420, American Airlines, June 1st. And we were on our way back. I was on a choir trip for my college, and we were on our way back from Germany. And we had already landed in Dallas, and so the flight was from Dallas to Little Rock. And it was stormy, and the plane, so they went to land in Little Rock, but they couldn't land the way they were supposed to land, the direction that they were supposed to land, because it wasn't clear enough to see. And so they circled around and went to the other side of the runway. And he said, okay, we're going to go ahead and land, you know, but it may be a little bumpy because it's stormy. And that's the last we heard from pilot or anyone. And I guess they did the normal, you know, put your tray tables up, yada, yada, yada. We're going to be landing. It was very bumpy. Just descending was very bumpy because it was hailing, it was lightning, it was raining, it was all of these things. And we did land, so we didn't fall out of the sky. We did land, but they couldn't get the plane to stop. And so we kept veering off the runway into the grass and back onto the runway, and the runway was wet. So if you can imagine them trying to slow the plane down just with the brakes on the wheels, which is what they were doing, we were hydroplaning. And so the plane would like hydroplane, and you could feel it, just like in a car when you can feel a car hydro, you could feel the plane hydroplaning. And then we ran out of runway. They couldn't stop, and we didn't have any runway left. And there was like an embankment, a hill at the end of the runway that went down into this field. And so the plane went down this hill into the field. It was very bumpy, very bumpy. I mean, we were still going really fast because, again, they couldn't get it to slow down. And there was a structure that held all the lights for the end of the runway. The plane crashed into the structure. Maybe the pilot did that on purpose to stop us. I'm not really sure, but The pilot did not survive. He died. But if we had not hit that, we would have gone into the Arkansas River, because the Arkansas River was right on the other side of those lights. And so the plane broke up into three or four different pieces. We were kind of wrapped around this light structure, or this light structure was wrapped around us. I had to jump out a crack in the side of the plane. The plane caught on fire on the inside, and a total of about 11 people died. I was not one of them. There was one guy that was on my choir trip who died that night. They think he died of smoke inhalation because he kept going in and trying to help people get out. And the daughter of the choir director was on the trip with us, and she had sustained a lot of burns and injury because she was still on the plane when it caught on fire. And she died a few days later in the hospital. So, but 11 people total, a lot of the first class people, because part of first class was ripped. I don't mean to laugh, but part of first class was kind of destroyed by the structure that we ran into. And I didn't really have a lot of injury. I was sitting right in front of the plane, right in front of the wing, and I got out really quickly. The plane kind of opened up. There was a crack in the plane that opened up right behind my seat. And so everyone on my row started jumping out. And I had big boots on, so like I jumped out, and you know, I was able to just run out into the field, and there were some little girls, and I was helping to kind of keep the little girls safe. And it was very scary. I saw one of my friends from choir. She came out and she had been burned, and it looked like her skin was melting off of her. So sorry, I still fly. You should definitely still fly. You asked. So she got a lot of money for that. I don't know what she would have preferred. But yeah, 11 people died. It was about 120 people on the plane, so 11 out of about 120, including the pilot. And yes, they did settle with us. I got a settlement. Everyone got a settlement. I did not get as much as the girl who I saw with melty skin. She got like $11 million, but I got some money. I've already spent it all since then, but I did get some money. It bought my first car, or my first, it bought my BMW Z3 that I no longer have, so. But I do still fly. I like to fly. There you go. There is my plane crash experience. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.